This talk is on some aspects of work. Primarily, I'm going to focus on aspects of inner work. In a later series of talks following this, I'm going to focus on quite a number of different stories from a variety of sources, primarily from the Magic Monastery, which is a collection put together and written by Idris Shah. And these are primarily of a Sufic origin. And the main focus of commentaries on these stories will deal with the work of a real guide or teacher working within the field of spiritual development and transmission. And each one will bring out some of the different elements. However, in this talk, I want to focus more on some general aspects of work within the framework of the unseen or finer planes. First of all, starting with any individual. Anyone in the entire world can get guidance and inspiration on what to do in their own life. It's not limited to someone who is following some kind of spiritual path or way or teaching. The way is life, the teaching is life, and the inspiration and knowing and guidance is available to every single human being on this planet, and also not on this planet, in other finer realms. As a matter of fact, if you look at a lot of the things that people do, especially in the arts, music, sciences, dance, writing, what you find is people reflecting this very inspiration, and people will talk about the muse, the guidance that they have, the voice, that the song appears all of a sudden, the words appear. For a scientist who goes beyond the little literal and the written words and the constricted focus, what the person will find is many, many times the experiences that they have, the inspirations they get, are nothing more than attuning to that guidance that exists. And these flashes of brilliance, these insights into nature, these are part of the entire fabric of inspiration and guidance that's available to people. So any person has available to them this guidance. All they've got to do is find ways to attune to it, focus on it, be receptive to it, and the person will be guided within their own life. In terms of work, what we're talking about is the assistance of other people, the assistance of humanity, the bringing forward of the message of harmony, of unity, of love, of being part of this one entity, this one universal being, of which we're all made up, and which sometimes people do remember and sometimes people focus upon deliberately and consciously to try to regain that awareness. So you have available to everyone the opportunity to turn with a question within themselves and what can they do in their own life to help other people, to help society, to help neighbors, to help friends, to help family, to help a loved one. And this is part of the reasons for having the external guidance of a lot of the different rules and regulations and teachings that various prophets and helpers, guides, assisters, and so forth have brought into the world. It gives some sort of framework for people to grab onto and to use and focus upon until they develop their own intuition, intuitive guidance, and are able to follow that. And then as supplements to that, we can say external reality checks. but the inner guidance is available to everyone to do what is needed to do. And this is the key point, doing what is needed to do at the particular time, and then helping others in an advancement of unity and being together and moving forward this world. Now, I'm not going to get into all the particular practices and means of doing this, because this would be far beyond the scope not only of this talk, but would be so extensive that I would have to go into weeks and months and hundreds and thousands of words. And further, each one of these steps and stages and abilities and how it unfolds and how it can be accessed really has to be tailored to the individual who's seeking that guidance. Just like learning how to play an instrument, learning music, each one has to go relate to the capacity of the individual, the intention, their abilities, their background, what works best for them, the tools that they have available to them, how much they're willing to commit to it, and so on and so forth. And so there's a variety of these and factors, and that's why it's important and valuable to have an individual who has walked the path, who knows the way, knows, has had various experiences, know what it takes, and is able to perceive the capacity of the individual and condition and then help the person along. Beyond this, I just want to touch on a few of the different works that are available for people and what they do within the framework of conscious attunement and more within the framework of a spiritual teaching or school or transmission. For the person who's learning and being guided and has just entered something of this nature, again, there's work that is set up generally within a framework of a school or teaching, which allow the person to attune to, get used to doing, and is set up by somebody who is generally more advanced, that is, they have walked the path a little bit more, have a greater perspective and sense, and are attuning to the greater work. And this provides a means for people to get to associate with the teaching, to get some guidance, get some inspiration, fall within the framework of what's being done, be useful. Again, all of this is subject and works with the intuition and guidance of the individual. So they have to be in harmony, and this is part of the work of the person as they go further along the path, to not only recognize the teaching and the guidance and the message, so to speak, which exists regardless of the school or teaching or method of being brought through, but exists for the time and the age, and very focused on even the particular day. But there are larger aspects in which work is done for thousands of years. So the person stepping into a spiritual school and transmission and real teaching then can find themselves with a variety of projects or works either assigned to them externally, and that is in the world, that they can do. They can follow their own guidance and inspiration as to what to do. They can be helped by somebody else. And they can also access and be involved with through the transmission of the particular school. For a person who's working within it and is actually doing some of the preliminary guidance, we would say that this person is learning how to guide, how to lead, how to be of assistance. The beginning of, I'll say teaching, but I am reluctant to use that word. So for this person, there needs to be the ability to attune to, in heart and breath and mind and being, with somebody up the ladder of transmission. We'll say that there are all sorts of finer people that lead higher and higher and higher, from the individual who's entering the school to the assistant guide, and that can have various ranks and levels. to a person who is a accepted and has gained the transmission and the realization, and this is the key here, in order for a person to be effective, they must have gotten that experience of realization and have grown in it, assimilated it, be able to attune to the hierarchy, and by hierarchy I'm talking about other beings who are both in this body and not in this body, on finer levels, and so that they can become part of the work, that they've also become aware of the various tools and abilities have developed within themselves so that they can function. And further, that they can lose themselves as a smaller self, as a separate entity within the unity of being. They can attune to others. This is especially the case in the transmission work of a spiritual body, which becomes one form and one entity. And this aspect of attunement and becoming and then work is one in which there's the surrender of identification of individual self and the surrender of separateness and the forming of one being, one function, one breath, one heart, one harmony, and the expression of this through one work. And this is, again, from my perspective, one of the important aspects of a so-called spiritual school, and that it provides that opportunity, and that if people aren't doing that, then they're missing out on it, or they're lacking that level of function. I would say that a basic starting point is realization of oneself, where, and realization and unity with the world, with the universe that exists. This is the real beginning, the starting point of living, and the surrender and submission of oneself as separate to that opens the door for one to become part of the greater work. So these are learning steps and learning stages, and this is part of what the assistant person going through. The one who's actually reached the level of guidance as being able to be part of the guiding chain, then theoretically has also gotten that level, reached that level of realization and function, which continues. It's not just a static point. It's not just a certain level. This is the beginning opening of the door. It's the exploration of the true house and the real living, which then expands on more and more and more and more as part of oneself grows. And again, it's not a perceptive thing which is separate from others, or that there are two or more, and it's a theory, but the actual growing and becoming of a larger being, and both in space and spatially, and finer in vibrations as they reach higher into the realm of the universe. Much like light expands, so that you have a flashlight which is the turning on of light of the house and the exploration of the, maybe the finding the dimmer switch, which then as you rotate the dimmer or slide it, more and more light comes on and more is exposed of the individual to what they're actually living in. They remember this as being their home, and then it becomes not so separate. So the guide, in reality, attunes to this process, becomes part of it, and then transmits it through their own work. Again, as they're guided, and then what provides the means to others, be it in an outer work or an inner fashion, is the capacity and need of those particular people or situations or groups that they're addressing or working with. In order to do this, there's the transmission of heart and breath and consciousness, and whatever one places one's attention on, there one is, and this one becomes, and it becomes of oneself. person places themselves within the ladder of transmission, they can heal, they can convey thought, convey feeling, without any limitation of space and time. And this also has the abilities grow. And here what we're talking about also is getting rid of the filters of perception and separateness so that one can actually be of the real and be of the one. And then take part in the transmission of that as is needed and as they see into this world and into other worlds. Work is done on finer planes also, and this is one of the reasons of the capacity of heart and breath and mind and attention. All this has got to be sorted out. All of this has got to be assimilated. All of this has got to be become natural, and it has to be tested so it's not involved with an individual's personal desires and wants or fears, and this is where the purification of the individual takes part or is applied, I'll say. The true purification allows one to rise to a remembrance of oneself, and then function goes on before. If you can consider that the universe supports all that is existing within it, provides a means to do it, then a person who's seeking that level of guidance, realization, assistance, and remembrance as part of that becomes functional within it. So for a guide, one is aware of all those people that they're guiding, keeps in connection with them in heart and breath, makes that connection, can use the transmission through presence, through their heart, through their eyes, transmission through eyes, through breath, through words. Obviously, they become more limited through sound, through music, through feeling. And this is really what is caught by somebody else. It's the finer and the unseen rather than the external words, the words just being guides to the more to the real. For a teacher also, for a guide, there's the consciousness of the entire grouping of people or group of people that they're working with as one body in addition to individuals. So this provides a link and means for them to attune not only to each other, but also to the one guide to become of one body. And then at the same time, the individual who's guiding is linking to a higher level, and so is moving up the ladder, and it provides the way for somebody to attune their breath and heart, their consciousness, to the guide and use that individual as a stepping stone in the ladder to open to higher levels, and then through that the individual may go on to even higher ones, to the next step above that. So the attunement is not only limited to the body and awareness of the living guide, but also if the person passes on, that individual can be of further guidance, and then it's to what that person, the guide, is attuning to, which provides the part of the ladder of transmission. At any time, an individual can cut through all the forms and focus on the highest. And this, again, is something that is taught and is expressed through function within the real school. For the next step up, you generally have a person who is overseeing the entire school, where the primary responsibility is in an individual or is in a small group of people who function as one body. If they don't, if they're functioning as individuals, even attuning to each other, and then attempting to harmonize outwardly, they are not one body yet. They are not yet one being. So it's extremely important for the individuals, the people to grow, to be able to not only attune to each other in heart and breath as separate entities, but also to unite in harmony of breath and being and function as one body. This is where unity is unity. It's not separateness. we certainly can reflect that unity and harmony individually. We can appreciate another as separate entities. We can feel and sense the being of one being expressing through all of these different faces and forms. And we can appreciate very much so the so-called unity in diversity, and this is just an expression of one. But when we actually become one being, one body, we look from one set of eyes. And the way it's done is through breathing together, heart together, and then all else, consciousness and function will follow. Then we can work together as one being. And then the expression of that is what's needed in the particular time and place and school. So this is what happens when you have a group of people who are leading or guiding an institution or organization. And I consider the transmission to be not a so-called order, but rather an ordering. It's a process. It's a coming together and forming. And this formation then changes according to the needs and times and conditions and people and other factors. In this case, what you have is people together who are attuning, and then they become aware. They go up the ladder higher into the finer levels and attuning to others who have come before them or from which that transmission or through which that transmission is active. And here is where you have what I'll call a furtherance of the hierarchy being no more than other beings living in finer levels and higher realms, each one of which may have a higher and greater sphere of attention, and again, who focus and form one large being and body, which is the manifestation of the actual functioning form through which, or one of the functioning forms through which the transmission of guidance of the message, not nebulous, the message of that universal being expresses itself, and therefore the higher one goes, the more one perceives of the breadth and the scope of what is needed. And it extends both in time and place and without limitation. And this body is made up not only of individuals within a specific transmission, but of all beings, regardless of their forms, functions, their outer school, their so-called religion or path, as having reached that light, love, breath, unity of being in which the separateness is gone. There is actually one breath, one common breath, one common heart, one common being. And this is what toward which the individual who is guiding and leading a particular transmission or ordering, or a small group of people who are doing that, or for that matter a larger group. It doesn't have to be dependent and focused only on just a few, if there are enough people who can gather together and function as one body. For that united spirit, it's a little different than one who is functioning, we'll say, individually, the title as the leader or guide of a organism and ordering of transmission. And this person may have certain capacities that the other individuals separately do not, but on the other hand, they may bring together more abilities and capacities in unity than the individual. In either case, some of the functions are there's a consciousness and awareness, a connection to other beings through which the transmission comes on a finer level. There's the reaching toward that higher guidance of the message itself, and the needs of the day. There's, generally speaking, the focus not only on the world in general aspects of what's needed to bring into the world, but also a primary focus on the methods and needs of the people in the school as a body and transmission, and also the work that's needed. And this extends then to the very elements of the practices, the expressions through different projects, different teachings, different approaches that are needed to strengthen or weaken or eliminate or bring in, as the case may be, over a period of time. And in the course of this, there's attunement to all those beings who are within that particular transmission as one body. And so in this manner, the attunement of heart and breath can extend the guidance and teaching from the one to, we'll say, its many faces, to the many faces of itself within the framework of the particular ordering. And sound can be used, attunement of breath and heart is always used, and this again is available to anyone through who's placing themselves within this, whether they're initiated or not, but the initiation provides that link and that commonness, opens that door and provides a real stepping stone that is not available or so directly, I'll put it this way, to somebody who's just trying to access it from the external. And from the internal, what happens is that the people guiding and acting as the guiding spirit not only express things in written or verbal form, but also express it through that heart and breath. And this is perhaps much more real and is much more real, and this is where the more real teaching and transmission takes place. And then they will function also to bring it in from a more administrative standpoint into the world in whatever forms and means are needed. But the expression is one of a consciousness and conscious connection and transmission of heart and breath to all people. And this can be done in a variety of forms in addition to direct connection. Consciousness, heart, breath, love. And this is what opens the door for the real transmission to come through. For somebody going higher and acting as an individual, guide, director, peer, whatever it happens to be called, whatever the name, this person also has a variety of tools available to them. They can use prayer, which connects people. They can connect in heart and breath, and whatever level they go to, and as whatever they hold within themselves in awareness, that will be transmitted because that those beings as one body, one grouping, one group, one functional group, and all the people within that transmission in school will be within the heart and breath and awareness and mind of the individual guide or leader, director, peer, whatever, again, whatever name the individual goes by, that's not very important. Person can use sound and breath as expressions and extensions out. And it can be done to and with small groups of people, individuals. This is what takes place in so-called absent or long-distance healing. Their distance is not there. But the intention of the healing power and energy, which actually moves through, and the intention of healthy patterns is transmitted and is held and is connected with anyone in need. And also can be done in sound by using a particular mantra or wazifa, recitation, a prayer, whatever the intention is, whatever is held, whatever the focus is, this is going to be transmitted. This quality, these elements will be transmitted. And it can be attuned to and picked up by others who seek to do that and become part of this one body and being. Again, there's no separateness in accessing the awareness and consciousness of somebody else within the transmission. person can use sound from musical instruments. They can be, and the instrument can be an external form, such as a guitar or drum or flute or anything like that. Or the instrument can be their own voice, and that voice doesn't have to be expressed outwardly to be heard and to be audible through outer ears, but also can be audible through the inner ear. In so doing, the attunement and awareness of the individual who's expressing that sound is also conveyed to all those that that individual keeps in their own consciousness. So, as an example, one whose responsibility extends to those within a ordering or transmission can, by first of all, focus on and attune to in harmony and breath and sound, and this is one of the reasons for singing and playing music. They're used as a finer stepping stone to the attunement of what is real. This is one of the reasons for practices, many of the different practices within the Sufi tradition, the recitations of zikr or dhikr, which are then refined from the external sound to the breath, to the function, to the becoming. This allows a connection and assimilation in remembrance of and unity with to actually becoming of that reality. And anything short of that will be separateness, but still united, or can be united, and there'll be two or more. The goal is to be a one. The awareness and reality is not separate. And then from this level, whatever form or forms the individual chooses to use to express can then be transmitted outward to all those beings upon which they focus and to who are within their heart and purview. And this will generally mean those within the particular school and transmission, and then this is extended out, so it keeps that continuity. And again, the latter is transmitted outward. And this also can be picked up by anyone within the school or not within it, although through an initiatic process, although they can then become linked to it, and then they do actually become part of it. It can be perceived and felt and experienced. Just because something can be perceived, felt, and experienced, it doesn't mean that a person should be spending their time and focusing on that. Again, the aspect of what to do when, how to do it, is best explored through an intuitive manner and through the guidance of the highest one can reach rather than personal desires or wants, even though the opportunity to explore is there. It's not necessarily the best thing to do. So for an individual who's guiding a group and organization, it's extremely important to recognize that they can become part of that unity of transmission and then express it through heart, breath, being, awareness, consciousness, use the various tools that are needed, provide a means and opening an opportunity for other people within that transmission to attune to it and to become part of that one body also. As you go higher, I touched on the so-called hierarchy, which again is nothing more than a gathering of those beings who have gone beyond the particular forms and have reached that degree of unity of becoming, of remembering, becoming again, and function as one higher being, one more inclusive and finer in residence and vibration, and not limited to a particular expression or ordering, but rather the expression and ordering includes all those beings on this world, in this planet, Earth, and also other beings who are more focused on coming in and going out of the souls moving in and out. And so the attunement, again, is a one body and being. The only thing is that the scope of expression is a bit larger and more inclusive. And a person, as they go further, can rise to this and become part of this. And accordingly, as they do, this also unfolds more and more, and there's a greater work that continues on. This is part of the unseen work and functions, and not too much can be talked about this, because it, again, has to be experienced, although we can say that it does exist, and it's a very real aspect of the transmission of the message. Anayat Khan spoke of in his what he called the invocation and later Sufi invocation, and he spoke of a series of functions, and that is toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. And it is this body, these illuminated souls who are beyond and not beyond any particular forms and schools and not limited to them, although they may bring those elements and aspects with them when they're actually functioning as one body, as one breath, as one being. It's very, very conscious awareness of looking through those same eyes, breathing the same thing. And while a person can be perceive of the separate entities and focus, they're more like, I'll say, focal points of one self. And that one self is also the unity and being from which all have come and returned and remembered and are part of. Then the expression of need comes through, and then what is ever sensed and felt is also expressed through all those beings attuning. This work includes some of the beings who are on the angelic sphere, finer levels who do not have physical bodies, and also it includes those souls who are coming in or leaving in transition into, from the denser levels, and obviously it includes all those people who are in the world. So this is some of the unseen work, and it really is a perspective of unity and diversity, but unity from the standpoint of identification, identity changes, and so all of these people working together in a greater work and transmission are actually perceiving and conscious as one entity, and there isn't the separateness within that. And this expression then continues on, densified, stepped down, and these step-down transformers are the focuses of the soul through other individuals, and eventually it filters back into the world and gets transmitted into the school. And then from there, from the realization experience of the one leading it or directing it or a small group of people who are attuned to this, and those people who are intermediate in it, and those people who have just gotten into it and are striving to become part of this one body and being and remembrance and function, and also then into the rest of the world. In other words, it keeps getting denser and denser and denser, and then it extends out, and then we find the forms and means and ways to do this. So this ladder of transmission can be accessed from, I'll say, the most dense, and is also always taking place. And so when an individual becomes part of the higher transmission work, it does not necessarily mean that they are 24 hours a day active, conscious, working within it, but there are enough beings working together and living together, and this unity exists, and the one source of one's being exists all the time, that whenever the person is able to and does actually connect to it, the presence is there, so it can be strengthened and extended more and more, and it's a continuous process, although the entities, the beings may change, the focus is the same, and one becomes, I'll say, moving in and out as their consciousness, heart, awareness, attention, and intention either changes or is needed and applied. So when a teacher passes on, when a guide passes on, then they become more active in that. And part of this is externally. They don't have the divisions and needs of the external life to have to contend with and satisfy. Eating, housing, transportation, things of this nature are no longer present or active. Doesn't mean that their consciousness and awareness isn't there. So I'm going to leave this talk at this point and go on to more of the specifics through the various stories and commentaries on these. And the next step will be a little explanation of how this works and what's intended, and a little bit of what I'm going to be drawing from. And then following that, we'll be actually getting into the specific commentaries. So thank you for listening, and I hope this has been of some value to you, and it opens the door to more learning and growing within your own self.